welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. Today we are talking about a really juicy topic. Yeah. So buckle your seatbelts. This is actually a highly visual topic. So you're going to need to tap into your visual mind to be able to really understand this. And we're going to do the best to describe in great detail what we're describing. If you share your life with somebody, if you have a significant other, if you're married, if you're partnered, and you share a home, you most likely have different tastes.
Yep.
And so today's podcast is on designing with conflicting opinions. We usually come up from different backgrounds. Our parents did things one way. The other parent did things one way. Usually some people are highly organized. Other people are more artistic and messy. And then there's always, you know, the question of like what they think is beautiful, because all of our experiences teach us that we'd rather live one way or the other, or all the other in-betweens, because there's a million beautiful ways to live. And one of the things that I feel like we really pride ourselves on at Alice Lane is that we can design within any style. And we're really good at being mixed masters and mixing all these elements in. So before we get started, I wanted to give you a quick word from our sponsor, and that is Grove. I personally really love Grove and use it in my home. Healthy, plant-based, non-toxic cleaning products are super important to me. And I have to say that the good ones are actually more enjoyable to use. The smells are more like botanical, and they're more organic. They don't burn my lungs, or when I inhale, they don't hurt my nose. So it's hard to know how to start and get into it and who to trust. And that's where Grove Collaborative comes in. With Grove, you don't have to shop at multiple stores or search endlessly online to get all the natural goods you need for your family. You can just go to one place. They have a lot of different brands, and all of them are natural and they're easy to use. And I have to say the packaging is beautiful, which is
so pretty.
Super important to me. Packaging and smells. I'm like, y'all just do whatever you do to make cleaning products great, but I need it to look pretty on my counter. And they're great at that. So making the switch has never been easier to natural products. For a limited time, when my listeners go to grove.co/dearalice, you're going to be able to choose a free gift with your first order of $30 or more. But you have to use our special code. So go to grove.co/dearalice to get your exclusive offer. That's grove.co/dearalice. Okay, guys, let's get into this. Talking points are, we think it's really important when you're designing a home. If we're designing a home for someone, this is what we would do. And that would be to create a North Star.
Yep.
That's what we call it. And this is a process of collecting a lot of images from both parties involved that are going to be living in this home. And even if you're doing kids' bedrooms, it's important to get images that they're really attracted to. You can open up catalogs. You can show them Pinterest. You can show them clothing styles, anything that's going to give you a good taste for what they love and what lights them up. Corey, you just barely built a home with you and your wife. Mm-hmm. And you even said that you yourself got on Pinterest and she was on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I had never used Pinterest before that. But I just like, I knew the value in it, and I wanted to just show Mari, express to her like what my vision for things were.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got my own page account and I would share stuff with her and vice versa. And it definitely helped. I mean, I would definitely suggest that, because I was able to clearly, like we were just barely talking about, clearly show Mari what my vision was and what my style is, rather than just trying to explain it to her like in words. So yeah. Totally helped.
I think that's the key, is that most people don't know verbally how to communicate this thing that's not there every day. For us, we do this all day, so it's easy for us to talk about it and say exactly what we like, why we like it. But most people, that's not the case. So visuals are everything. And so even if like your significant other doesn't know what they like, or they keep like saying no way to anything that you're bringing to the table, say, tell me what you like. I think it's important to make sure that everybody like really does explore spaces visually to see what they're drawn to. And then you guys can start to come together and say, okay, I like that thing in that picture, but I hate that thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can kind of start to find middle ground on common denominators of things that you both agree on. And so you kind of you start to, I think, start to understand and gain a trust for what the other person's passionate about.
Yeah.
So, and that's a good place to be. So yeah, the North Star is everything, because we may even think, usually when we do meet with a client, they give us their Pinterest account and we kind of filter through all these images and we're like, okay, these are successful. They keep continually going towards this look. So that is a big key indicator on what this house needs to have this like underlying thread of. So anyway, it's really, really helpful, but I do like, we're pretty passionate that both anybody that's going to be living in this home needs to have a space on that Pinterest page,
yeah,
you know, so do. That there's nobody that there's no big surprises or fights over something that should be beautiful and, you know, lovely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because so. You might describe what you want as like a minimal European, you know, monastery type look. And he's like, European. He'll grab one word out of that. And he'll be like, I hate that. That's the way that my mom lives. That's like her. She says all her stuff's European. I hate European. No. Look at, and so that's why you need visuals, because yeah. Your words are going to fail you in this argument every time.
You'll lose.
And if he's not super schooled on what that means, then he's just going to glob onto that word and it's going to be an argument, right?
Yeah.
So that's why we need visuals, because then, like they always say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Yep. And immediately I think everything can neutralize, and then you can be talking about facts and going, oh, you know what? Yeah, no, this is what I could live with in that photo. And then pretty soon you can find your common ground before you begin this whole exercise. And I promise you, you can live together and you can both really, really, truly love it.
Yeah.
So you should always start with what we call as the North Star. And that is pages and pages of visuals. We do this for our clients up, you know, in Pinterest boards, and then we put together packets. You could have a large bulletin board at your house. You can take an entire wall and just continue to tape things up. You could do it all virtually if you're a paperless household, do it in your computers and save, you know, back and forth. You could both be on a Pinterest board. I don't know. Is there anything else you guys have seen that's really successful?
No, I think, yeah, vision boards are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
be it virtual or physical, just to remind you, and he might pass it and be like, oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, noted.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. He hates the color clay,
yeah, you know, people or have funny little things. Yeah. Like I remember when we were working with, Emily Jackson, she's a big fashion blogger, Rachel Parcells, older sister, and she has a fear of holes. And so polka dots freak her out. And you wouldn't know that until you really begin working. But let's say, you know, if we had showed her something like that she would start freaking out, and people have reactions to things. And that's why you need visuals. Yeah. Because what if you put a polka dot wallpaper in one of her kids' rooms? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you just don't know until you really explore all of this visually.
Yeah. And I'll say that along with color, just like everybody's eyes are different, and you know, men see color majority a lot differently than women do. So make sure that you guys are like good on paint colors. Go to a paint store and have him pick out colors he likes. You pick out colors you like and see like where your common grounds are.
Yeah.
So,
which is also, that was one of the funnest things to do in my house. I loved going to get a bunch of little samples and like, you know what I mean?
Paint it on the wall.
Yeah. And just seeing what we both loved and be like, oh, pick your favorite. And then, you know, we'd see if we matched up and high five if we did, if not, you know, talk about it.
Yeah. And you should, exactly. And then I don't know if you guys are the same, it sounds like you are, but you light up when the other person's happy.
Yeah.
You know, totally. And like, if something like really, you know, gets them, then I don't know. You're like, yeah, we should totally do that, 'cause I love you and I love that that makes you happy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like our most successful projects are if we can get both people in the room.
Totally.
Because then we can read what their expressions are doing, if they light up or not. And, you know, historically, I know a lot of couples will be like, oh, well, my spouse is at work, and so I'm just going to handle this. They don't care so much as long as I'm happy. But they really do. And I feel like the things mean more to them if they're part of the process somehow. Yeah. So that we can read them to know if there's something that they're like, no, I just don't like that piece of art. And they're like, why not? And they're like, so for whatever reason, my brain sees the Grim Reaper when I look at it. Yeah. You know, there's a guy in my neighborhood, Mari's husband.
Yeah.
And he sees the Grim Reaper when he looks at this art in his bedroom every day. And he's like, Jessica, did you know that you sell art that looks like this? And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, nobody sees that. And he points out the shadow and the light and everything. And I'm like, geez, that's a stretch, but that's what he sees.
That's crazy.
He could have seen the Grim Reaper in this before they ever purchased it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Fun to have it in their bedroom, though. It's nice.
If he had been a part of the process.
Wake up to that every morning.
We all have different life experiences that remind us of different things. And this, you know, permanent household of beautiful items and collections you're setting up, it's really great to have both people there.
Yeah.
So true.
Cool. Okay. So let's launch in.
Okay.
So the first thing we have here is that you should never hate anything in your home. You might not love it, but you're willing to compromise. And so one spouse might be more passionate about it and the other might not, but they're like, I can see how much you love it. So let's go with it.
Yeah.
And I think if they see it, they're like, that was a win for her. I'm so happy she has it. Right.
Yeah, totally.
Even though, you just don't want to hate it for certain, right? Hopefully both of you really love it, not just like it, but you don't want to hate it. And I think that if we're presenting to somebody and we see that one of them is just like shaking their head and they're seeing Grim Reaper, then we need to know that and say it's an absolute no for him, you know?
Yeah, I think passion is infectious. Like when I see someone with a passion for something, it like makes me like what they have a passion for.
Yeah, totally. So
I think, recognizing that in your significant other, I think is an important thing.
Yeah, I was telling him an example. We were preaching to a client in Dallas. We were showing them a family room and there was like several different art pieces to go over this really large wall above their sofa. And one of them was this like really rad picture that like brought in all the colors. It was so beautiful. And it was of like Audubon and these like cranes and he was like, absolutely not. And she was like, what? That's perfect. And we were all jazzed about it. It was option one, which is always our favorite code. Everybody, if we present to you, we have an option one. That's usually the one we'd go with. So there you go. Anyway, it was option one. He's just like, absolutely not. And for a long time, we went through like several art selections and she's like, okay, whatever. We'll just do art reselections. So by the second or third presentation, he's just like, I don't like birds. I hate them. They creep me out. I don't like Audubon. They're rats. I hate them. And you're like, that's so good for me to know, you know, like that's fantastic. And we were talking to her and she's like, yeah, I'm not willing to die on that field. Let's reselect, you know, so know which field you're going to die on. If you're adamant about something, you just have to kind of, you pick your battles. But again, nobody wants the other person they're living with to hate something. So really quickly, I just wanted to hop over to our sponsor, Grove. Join over 2 million households who have trusted Grove Collaborative to make their homes happier and healthier. By making the switch to natural products, it's never been easier. For a limited time, when my listeners go to grove.co/dearalice, you will get to choose a free gift with your first order of $30 or more. But you have to use the special code. Go to grove.co/dearalice to get your exclusive offer. That's grove.co/dearalice.
Awesome. One thing that I was going to point out is that in your home, think about who's going to be using a room the most, and they should get to lead more of the design. For instance, if you have a home office and your significant other is the one that's using it all the time, they should get to dictate 100%. How the office feels and functions and, you know, all of the pieces and parts of that. And I don't think that the home office needs to feel like all the main living spaces, right? I think your main living spaces, it'd be nice for them to have the same mood and the same look and feel, but that home office probably has a set of doors on it that can shut and that can be a capsule of just exactly how that space should function. Just like you might be really passionate about your closet or
your powder bath.
Yeah, might be super important to you. Or, you know, depending on who cooks in the family, they're going to want to be a part of those kitchen meetings because they like to cook a certain way. They like their spices to lay in drawers a certain way or be in shelves a certain way. Or, they're going to have opinions about the look and feel and function and handles and appliance choosing and everything else that goes into cooking. So keep that in mind that, it might not be your field to die on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Kind of know what's important to you in the home. And that will make the process easier as well.
Yep. Also, another thing about just when you're doing these spaces, you kind of create these little vision boards by doing the North Star. And so you'll be like, even when he wants to do this dark blue office, you can be like, okay, that's awesome. I love blue too. Let's figure out the right one that's going to look good coming from this space into that space. So it doesn't have to be a complete Frankenstein detachment from the rest of the home, but there is compromise to be made. You can go deeper in these spaces and make it something that he'll really be proud of. You know, that's still, you're going to be stoked about it too.
So. Amen. Yeah, yeah, great point. And pay attention to the little things that the less, that maybe the quieter partner might not say, because those details are going to be important to them as well. Mm-hmm. And usually we can read that in their face.
Yeah.
So really pay attention to their body language as you're doing this.
Yes.
Because this is a space that's going to be important to him or her. One thing that we've noticed throughout the years of doing this is almost no couples come to us with the exact same taste.
No.
Or style.
No.
Right? Or taste level.
Is that because like a masculine feminine thing or?
Could be. For whatever reason, what we've noticed, and this can definitely be opposite from what you've experienced, listener, but in a lot of cases, we find that men like more contemporary and they want things cleaner. They do not like clutter. They like organization. They get ready faster for the most part than women do. They require less things. And so it's frustrating to them when there's a lot of clutter in the home or there's a lot of stuff or there's stuff all over the vanity or, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we get ready different. We go through life differently. And then usually women come to us and they use the word cozy when they talk about their home, which is almost the exact opposite of contemporary, right?
Nancy Myers.
Yeah, totally. Where she just wants tons of books on the shelves and lots of accessories and things that make her feel good.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I do feel that way. I don't like a lot of clutter, but what I have noticed is I like organized clutter. That sounds, sounds weird, but maybe just not a lot of stuff sitting on my bathroom vanity, but maybe if it's like corralled in a tray or a bowl, then I'm cool with it because it feels like organized in my mind somehow. So
well,
maybe
and
there's
then
that.
Here's a big twist. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We're working with a builder right now down in Texas, and he said that what he's noticed is in the age group, not even sex anymore, not men and women, but he notices the older couples, like 55 and older, value and find more success in being contemporary. They think that makes them look more successful.
Ooh.
Where the young people want their homes to be traditional because they think there's more value and they look more successful if they have a traditional home.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's interesting because we talk about like what's trending. You know, like we've talked a lot over this year talking about how traditional is trending, right? Mm-hmm. And we're like, how funny, because it's traditional. Well, turns out, according to him, and I've been trying to keep my finger on the pulse of this to determine if that's true or not for us in the work that we're doing. If indeed the people that are 45 and under think traditional is hot, and then the older ones are feeling like they're young again and they're hip and hot if they have a contemporary home.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
Interesting.
There's sex, there's age, there's obviously life experience. If your mother had a super traditional home, maybe you want something super modern, right?
Yeah.
Also different cities that you live in, different climates. Yeah. It's all your life experience. And that's why coming together with the North Star with your significant other is really important so that we can sort it out, because we are mixed masters. And we really do make it so that you can still live in a modern home and have an antique French chest in the entryway and still have it look really high end and curated and dope.
Yeah.
Would you say that in every style, maybe besides like industrial, but in every style, there are like masculine elements and ways and feminine, like both, there's like both sides of the coin.
Definitely. I mean, I think even in like the French language and probably Spanish, I don't speak Spanish, but there are certain, is it
verbs,
endings?
And
the ways that you begin things that are masculine or feminine, and it can be things in a grocery case. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just think in everything in life, some things seem more feminine and other things seem more masculine.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, even in modern furniture, you'll find, you know, more modern furniture that has a curve to it, a softness that will add a femininity to it versus something that's really strict and stark and like just 90 degree angles on every run. So anyway, and same thing with traditional, you'll have like a Louis the 16th. That's a block and taper. That's a little bit cleaner versus like a 14th that has like this like curved cabrio leg, you know? So even then, like they start to clean things up when things start to get too fussy and vice versa. Every period does that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that there is something to be found. Even if you don't love the style, there's something there that I think you can appreciate. Yeah. And I think that that's the journey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is trying to figure out what it is that you can be happy with. That's going to give her, you know, just sparkles everywhere. And yeah. And it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it to figure it out.
Totally. And she can love European, but within European, there are so many different dialects of different furniture styles, because like you said, one cleaned up after the next or decorated more than the last. And they were constantly changing, just like all of us with fashion, right?
Yeah.
Like the 70s were kind of sloppy and hippie. And then the 80s all of a sudden were preppy and crisp. And like high collars and, you know, big hair. And if we just kind of like, that's the same thing with fashion, and it's the same thing with, you know, our homes.
It's a reaction to what has happened before it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're sick of this, so you're gonna go the other way. It's like a teenager. Definitely. You say one thing, they go that way.
And so like you're saying, depending on how you were raised, you had a reaction to the way that you lived that makes you usually want to be different than that.
Yeah.
Usually you don't want the exact same stuff your mom has.
That's probably the age thing, because
totally.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the younger generation looked up to that and that, hey, that's what success is.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want for myself, and vice versa.
Yeah. The cool thing about any of it is it's reinterpreted. It can be reinterpreted for that older generation. They're looking toward the modern. It's their modern.
Yeah.
You know, and for younger people that are going traditional, it's a new traditional. It's not the same traditional that your mother had or your grandmother had.
And
so that's the mixed mastering. That is the combination of the two things.
Totally.
You can have both.
And then throw in the twist of now the second wife is 20 years younger. Right?
Yeah.
We just got saucy. We just went there, guys. We just went there.
Well, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
First wife, I hope you're living like the second wife on an island.
I hope
so. That's what I hope for you.
And so like her taste level and her husband's taste levels are one's on Venus and one's on Mars. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's an entirely different thing, which is why it's so important to come together with visuals so that you can create a harmonious home that you're both really stoked to live in.
Yeah.
And you don't have to give up anything, and nobody hates it.
Yeah, your home should not be the catalyst for big brawls and fights and resentments years later.
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it should be a harmony.
Yep, exactly.
It's home.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, that was really juicy. Hope you're all still with us. Okay, so get people to give reasons behind why they don't like certain things so that you can understand better what it is that they why they like it, right?
Exactly.
The reason behind it, because maybe, oh my gosh, I hate polka dots. Well, you can't just say you hate polka dots. You say, I hate polka dots because I have a fear of holes.
Yeah.
Right. Or because my mother wore polka dots all the time.
Yeah.
I know, for instance, my mom, she's always like, oh no, I could never wear plaid. I wore way too much of it in high school. And we were like, what? Are you crazy? Plaid is all the rage when we were growing up. And she just couldn't do it because there's too much. And so we all have those reactions. And if you understand why, just like the birds sing, right? You're like, oh, we keep showing you bird art.
Yeah.
And now you're finally telling us you have a fear.
We thought she liked birds and you didn't know how to express that you didn't like them.
So you need to express why you don't like the thing, and then you can get there faster.
Yeah. I would say the opposite too. Express why you like something, and maybe you can pull elements of that to kind of, to create a compromise. Like I've realized kind of over the last couple of years, like there's stuff in my house, like my powder bath is that Gucci tiger wallpaper. It's not that I love tigers. I mean, it is a little bit of that too, but I like remarkable things. I like being remarkable. And I like when people like notice something about me or say something that they notice something about me. So, that was,
So as your designer, I would note that and I'd be like, Corey, you look remarkable.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, read that thing and to your spouse, your partner, whatever. Like know what, I don't know. I think it's about the cell too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just knowing what you like about things. Like I like things that are a little bit more bold and funky because I want people to come in and be like, oh, that's
shock factor.
Like my dad like told me that doesn't like it, but I'm like, that's why I like it.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
Also, you sang a hit song that has a
tiger.
Yeah, one of our most popular songs has a lyric and it says, "You're a freaky tiger." And that's why I have that wallpaper.
You love the tigers. Yes. Yeah, tiger. It's like your theme song. It's your mascot.
Yes, it's made me who I am. Let's say that maybe.
Yeah,
I
don't know,
there you go.
In part.
That's why you drive a limo around now. You're so rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good times. Yeah, there's all of these things are emotional reactions based on our life experiences, how we were raised, the reaction to how we were raised, the way that we will feel successful, the way that we'll feel at home. And all of this is a really huge conversation, but the conversation is less about words and more about visuals.
Amen.
Yeah. So, and make sure that you do speak up with your words and say why something doesn't work for you so that you guys can get there faster and have a greater understanding. Yep. Yeah. So men and women, men and men, older men and younger women,
women and women,
women and women. Yeah. It's all a thing. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, guys. Really quickly, we have a little word from our sponsor. Again, it's really easy to make a switch to these natural products, and for a limited time, our listeners can go to grove.co/dearalice and you're going to be able to get a free gift with your first order of $30 or more. But you have to use our special code, and that is grove.co/dearalice to get the exclusive offer. That's grove.co/dearalice. Thanks for listening, guys. And if you have any ideas or anything you want to hear on the podcast, just reach out to Dear Alice at alicelanehome.com. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.